Hi, I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're talking to Blake Flatley and Tanner Olson. So we've got an awesome night planned October 5th at St. Luke's in Ann Arbor, and we've got a musician and a poet, and you guys probably know both of these two. They use their talents for a combined concert like the one that we have coming up at St. Luke's on October 5th. So, gentlemen, let me ask you guys first, how did this all come about with you guys collaborating and working together?
Well, we always make the joke that we met on the internet. But it's kind of true. I was touring. I was doing evenings of poetry all across the United States. And Blake was hosting evenings of music. And we just, our paths kind of crossed. I mean, we're both in the Lutheran world. And I think we all know that the Lutheran world is like, it's wild how small and yet how big it can be at the same time. And so we just started talking. And one thing led to the next. And we just started doing show after show, hosting these evenings of music and poetry. Our first one was about 2 years ago in Oklahoma, of all places. So Blake's from California, I'm from Nashville, and so we kind of met in, I guess, the middle. Is Oklahoma in the middle? I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pretty close.
Exactly. Specifically Ponca City. Yeah.
Yep. But it was fun, and we've been doing this ever since, and these evenings are, they're hopeful, they're restful, they're peaceful, they're inviting. And I know I leave every show just feeling so blessed that this is my job.
How about for you, Blake? What is it like collaborating, Tanner?
I leave every evening wondering how I have to do another show with Tanner. Just kidding. It's been a lot of fun. So I used to do a lot of songwriter rounds where, a songwriter will tell a story about the song, then they'll play it, and then the next songwriter will go. And I also used to play in a band with several different frontmen, so we all could kind of talk throughout the evening as we were playing a concert. And I really I missed that aspect of sort of camaraderie and just sort of the natural community that developed on stage in an event like that. And so when Tanner and I started talking, I thought, this would be a lot of fun to set it up this way, where it is kind of like a songwriter round, where we're sharing the stories behind our work and we're engaging with those that are gathered for the event. And it's been a lot of fun. Of course, we introduce new material and new stories throughout, and so it's it doesn't really get old for us either, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, how do you describe what people can expect from your show?
I always say that they're going to laugh, they're going to think, and you might just cry. So the way that it's set up is, I mean, just you can picture it. It's just us side by side on a stage, and we go back and forth. Blake will share a song or two. I'll share a poem or two, and we'll tell stories along the way, and why did we write this, or why is this piece meaningful to us, or whatever it may be. There's some onstage banter, which is always a lot of fun for us. But the evenings are, when people say I'm going to a concert or I'm going to a show, they always are like, I'm going to be entertained, and I think to an extent, like we entertain, but it's also a community event. It's an opportunity and a space for people to rest and to reflect and to leave feeling not only more hopeful than when they walked in, but to feel like they've been seen and understood, that there are people out there putting words to how they're feeling, what they're thinking, what they're going through.
Yeah. Blake, anything that you want to add to that? Or did he kind of...
Yeah, I think that we try to speak to not, several different facets of life. So some of the things that we sing or speak about are happy, and some things are sad, and kind of everywhere in between. And so it's just, it's meant to be really honest too, in the art. Yeah.
So,
and the conversation.
both you guys being Lutherans and Concordia grads, would love to hear about each of your kind of faith journeys and in some of the background that kind of led you to where you are today.
I grew up playing music from a pretty young age, playing in rock bands, and started singing in kind of a kids choir at church, and then playing in the worship team when it started, and then going to Concordia Irvine is where I went to school, and I met a guy, a couple of really influential people, but Joel Endicott and John Jordan were two that definitely influenced me during my time there, and kind of showed me that you could be a somebody who used their musical gifts to serve the church, worship leader, and then, you know, director of parish music. And that's not really something that I had considered before going to Concordia. I wanted to pursue music, but I thought maybe music teacher. And then I was like, I don't know if that's really for me. I ended up becoming a worship leader and later a DPM. And, but I've always kind of loved to continue to play original singer-songwriter stuff that doesn't make sense in a church, but not that it doesn't make sense, but it's not used for worship, right? But I also love writing songs for worship. So I will often play events that are very much worship-focused and other events that are not at all and maybe at a club somewhere. And then these events, we kind of meet somewhere in the middle. I love to be able to do that with these. And it's been fun as somebody who feels a calling to both write music for the church and for my community at large, to be able to do these events here like this and to explore how that that plays out has been kind of a lifelong journey for me. I don't know if we have enough time for me to talk about my meandering faith story per se, but I've been part of a few different denominations, and at some point I just realized that the Lutheran doctrine really resonated with me, and I had professors that really unpacked it well. And I also just saw how practical it was for people's real lives as we think about a theology of the cross and just how we also in practice things like confession, absolution, and that we don't have to show up at church having it all figured out, but God calls us to bring all of our stuff and just lay it at the foot of the cross. And then He's faithful to us even in the midst of our unfaithfulness. So, yeah.
Tanner, how about you?
Well, I was going to be in the NBA, but then I stopped growing, and so that never really happened for me. But I grew up in the church, St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Oviedo, Florida, and I loved basketball. I also loved words. And as I was continuing to grow, I just kept writing. And then my youth leader, Leah Abel, she encouraged me to go into the ministry. So that took me to Concordia University, Wisconsin. And I was one of those people, still am. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was older. And so I bounced around. I think I changed my major. It seemed like every other week. I was 1 week I was going to be a pastor. The next week I was going to be an English teacher. The next week I was going to be a youth leader. All I really knew was that I was going to be poor. Like that was the only thing that I knew for sure. So, but fast forward, I saw a poet perform on stage one evening, and I thought, that's what I want to do. Like that's what I want to do with my life. And there was a couple of other moments that led to that as well. When I was in eighth grade, I saw Bill Yonker speak for the first time, and he's spoken all around the country. And I didn't know that you could be funny, that you could tell stories, and that you could also tell people about the love of Jesus all wrapped up into one. And then after seeing a poet perform, I thought, well, I want to kind of blend the two. And so with the words that I write and the poems that I share and the books that I release, I want to make people laugh and think, but also invite them to believe that God is who God says he is, and that he cares for us and that he loves us. And to write something that kind of meets people's anxieties and heaviness with a glimmer of hope, and also to be a voice that says you're not alone in the things that you think or feel or go through. Because I know, if I know anything for sure, it's that stories matter, and stories can help us feel less alone. And so sharing my story and the things that I've gone through and the questions that I've been asking, I think that that can be a bright spot for others, just to see that they're not alone. So yeah, so this is, so that's how I decided to be poor, is poetry.
Well, I know you talked about a couple of your biggest influencers. How about you, Blake? Who did you have?
I mean, so John and Joel, who I mentioned earlier, but I think that, you know, when it comes to music for me, I have certain people that I've always kind of been drawn to. When I was in the eighth grade, I was pretty determined that I wanted to be Bono and The Edge of U2. And if I could just figure out, you know, how to do both of what they did, I would just do that. But I had this one distortion pedal, so I was well on my way. And yeah, but it, you know, and there have been different musical influences throughout my life. Mavis Staples, who's a gospel singer now, I think 85 years old, and you know, different musical heroes like that. But then, you know, like also like just different friends of mine that influenced me along the way too, or encouraged me, or people who said, you know, like, why don't you, have you considered this? And those are kind of some of the things that, you know, in my conversations with John and others, led me to where I am today. And then just a, kind of an understanding that, you know, the act of making art, some people are called to different, to do it in different ways. Some people are called to specifically focus on the church, and others specifically focus on, you know, maybe being a performance artist, and others, the line, and I feel like this is the case for me, is a little bit more blurry. There's a couple different spaces that I feel strongly called to, and that's not always great for explaining that for marketing purposes, but I don't care, because it's something that I feel led to doing both types, so to speak. And I, you know, this, there's this I'm sorry, I'm getting over a little bit of a cold. I think this idea of sacred, secular, and but you know, I think that God can work through art in many different ways and facets and types, and so yeah, hopefully that was not too muddy of an answer for you.
Not at all. So let me ask you, and you guys can fight it out. What's harder to do, write music or poetry?
Music. It's like two things. It's you have to write the poem, and then you have to put it to music, and then you have to sing in front of people. It's for sure music. That's why I do poetry.
yeah, I don't know. I don't know necessarily. I think that
he agrees with me, I think.
I think that some things, I think it depends on the piece, right? You know, some things just come really naturally. Oh gosh, we sat down and we wrote this song in 30 minutes and it sounded great, or poem or whatever. And other things, just like, it's been weeks and we're still searching for the right word. I worked on this record, and a friend of mine, Steve Zank, him and I were like working on this song, and we kept returning to it and returning to it and returning to it, because it was, this one word was not the right word. And then we found the right word, and then somebody was reviewing the record and they said, I love this line, blah, blah, blah. And it was that line with that word. And I was like, we succeeded. We found the right, you know, so it's hard to say. I think it just depends on the piece, what is easier or harder. I don't know. It just depends on the piece of work.
Yeah. I think he's saying music as well. So, yep. So you're coming October 5th to St. Luke's. It's a the benefit concert for most ministries, for the Michigan District. Do you know much about, obviously you both know about the Michigan District. Do you know much about most ministries and kind of what they do and kind of the cool mission that they are?
Yeah, we know a little bit, but I mean, why don't you share for those that are listening, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure, yeah. One of the cool things they do, they're short-term mission trips, and they go all around the world, have served, you know, over 250,000 people in the time they've been doing this, and it's really, really impressive. They do a little bit of everything, but one of the things they specialize in is an eyeglass ministry. Say they go to Uganda, or they go to Tanzania, and they bring a whole bunch of glasses, and they get them from churches all around the synod, and they fit people for glasses. So people who weren't able to see before can now see. And it's really one of the cool things that a mission can do, a ministry can do, and help people open their eyes and can see things that they probably haven't seen in a long, long time in impoverished nations and impoverished, you know, communities. So really cool. Yeah.
And they're all over the place, is my understanding, right? In terms of like, not in the way that Tanner describes in his poem being all over the place, but they're going all over the world, sounds like.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. So it was kind of funny. They just talked to him recently, and one of the spots that they have never been is Canada, but they're going to hit a spot
pretty close,
way up north in Canada. So
yeah, that's like it's a short drive. Yeah.
Yeah, really, especially about an hour from Ann Arbor. So, but yeah, it's really neat. So I know they're excited. I know we're excited about it too. So when you guys are coming in, is there something about Michigan that you are excited to see, excited to do, or anything that you have planned when you come in?
Man, I have not spent much time in Michigan myself, other than in a little town called Arcadia, which was absolutely lovely. My mom grew up in Kalamazoo. I know that a lot of there's a lot of music history in Michigan, whether in Detroit or there's actually a lot of different companies that are based around Kalamazoo, Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see some of that history if we have time while we're there. Unfortunately, I feel like when we most of the time when we do these events, it's very much in and out, and everyone wants to know where'd you go, and it's really like, well, we went to dinner.
Yeah, we went to the airport. You know,
yeah, dinner in the airport. Yeah.
Well, we'll probably buy a Ford, I think.
Yeah,
while we're there, we'll probably just buy a car. Yeah, just
probably a couple of them. Yeah.
If you need
advice on dinner, Zingerman's is always a good spot, whether it's the Roadhouse or the Old Deli. You can't go wrong at either spot there. There's plenty of options in Ann Arbor for sure. So
this episode brought to you by Zingerman's.
Now, Tanner, I know you've probably spent a lot more time. You were at the Senior High Gathering.
Up in Mackinac. Oregon,
mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, and my wife works for Camp Arcadia, so we spend, you know, 2, 3, 4 months in Arcadia almost every summer for the last few years, and I've gotten to, you know, to do things with University Lutheran Chapel in Ann Arbor. I know Blake has too, and just a couple of other spots. So I'm always excited when a church or a high school or, you know, a ministry reaches out and says, hey, do you want to come to Michigan? The answer is almost always yes, except for maybe like January or February. But I think we're actually going to be there in January, February. So yeah, we'll see.
Well, October's.
But I love Michigan.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
Perfect. Right. Maybe hit up an apple orchard if you've got the time. So it's never a bad
spot. Oh yeah.
Tell us where we can find your music and your poetry.
Best place to find my stuff is just my website, Blake Flatley, FlattLey.com. Although I have music on Apple Music, Spotify, but you can find all the different projects that I'm working on by going to my website.
Yeah, and my website, writtentospeak.com, or you can just Google me, Tanner Olson, OLSON, and you can find my books or listen to some recorded poems that I have on streaming services as well. But the best way to get in touch with me is to come to the event. That'll be the best. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're thrilled about it. We really are.
And you've also
even if you're in Canada.
Even, yeah, if you're in Canada, just come on over. Come on over.
And Tanner, you've also got a podcast, correct?
I've got a podcast. I've got a couple of books out. Hmm. You know, we do it all over here. You know, it's not just the poetry, but it's trying to share honest words of hope with the world. So I have a podcast. I've got a Substack, which is like a blog. So I'm always writing and creating and sharing. So, yeah.
Well, check the show notes. We've got more information, including details on how to get those tickets to see Blake and Tanner, along with links to their websites and where to follow them. So guys, thank you so much for your time. And
thanks Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for having us. We're excited for the show.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. So it'll be a great night, I'm sure. Also, thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.